Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. We'll roll into it. Do you have any questions for me before we get started?
No, I think we're okay. I try to adjust my lighting as much as possible, and I just can't see.
I was gonna mention it, but it's like
I have this ring thing that am I supposed to put that behind me or in front of me?
No, okay. So the ring goes in front of you. Play around. There should be a button on there that changes the different hues. There should be like, there's a couple of buttons. One changes brightness and one changes the how green, red, or blue it is. So I see you got the brightness one. Yeah, there you go. There you go. There you go.
A little better.
It's still reddish. I don't know why you get, you know what? Close the backlighting. So it's tempting for folks who have a cool outside background to want to show it. But unless, if it's brighter, then it's going to overcast it, and you probably don't want to close it, but it would make the lighting better. So you can either close the shades behind you, or if you wanted to turn your computer around so that the light from outside is facing your thing. So I went through the same thing to turning the wrong camera. When I got this office, it's like a really cool view, and I was hoping I could have that in the background, but it's the sun is just too bright compared to the ring light that I was trying to use. So then I just gave up and have it facing me. So then now I get the good lighting coming in from outside. But right now you look fine. But here's the thing. It's an audio program. And I used to post some video, and the production team saves video clips in case I want to start posting video clips like on LinkedIn again. But where you are right now, it's perfectly fine. You're fine.
Okay. That's good to know.
Okay.
All right. Well, good feedback on the other thing, because I usually don't have my stuff here. And I was like, I listened to your five things. And I'm like, okay,
yeah.
I took the blur out. And when I took the blur out, I'm looking at the background. I'm like, oh, I don't like that background. I need something a little bit better. But then I'm like, I just can't seem to get the good lighting. But that's a good tip to reverse
it. Because if it's during the day, you get it doesn't seem bright, but like the sun is so much brighter than indoor lights that you just get a really nice effect on you. Okay, so cool. We will jump in then. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got a great guest for the show today, Alan Cooper of Ancilla Ventures. He's president and CEO, and Ancilla Ventures is evolving people through innovation. Alan, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be on. Thanks for having me.
So before we get into what Ancilla does and what you're building and doing, is there anything that you'd like to add to that short introduction there that will help people understand who you are professionally and where you fit into the ecosystem?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's funny that tagline like represents like what my why, if you will. When we started to rebrand ourselves as a company, we used to be called Ancilla Partners, and we modified that. And with that, we were like, what's our tagline? What should be something that if you saw us, like, what does it represent? And what I try to do is align it to the human factor of who I am as a leader. And what I started to understand is my biggest goal for myself to others is really to help evolve them as people. And we do it through technology, right? So it's broad in nature. We definitely, at the end of the day, serve mainly the healthcare industry. If you want to be more specific on it, we don't highlight that in our branding, but it is our core competency for sure.
Gotcha. And sometimes you don't want to highlight, you want the specific because that's where you get the sales, but you don't want to limit it to that. So you might be outside of healthcare and need us too. Before we really dive into the solution, let's first appreciate the problem that you and your team are solving. Let's describe and talk about maybe some examples of what do people struggle with, and why is it that people do need to be evolved with technology?
Yeah, from our standpoint, we started out with the whole thought process of it's very challenging to get good data out of healthcare to be able to make effective decisions to better the outcome of the patient. And that's how Ancilla was born in the first place, was through the ability to ingest this healthcare data from across many different sources, whether it's through the payers, through the health systems themselves, and really organize it in a way to provide quality metrics to help basically the providers and the health systems to be able to manage and better treat their patients. So that's in our cornerstone. And what we've done from there is, what else could we be doing with that same philosophy? And so we started to evolve ourselves into, instead of these gigantic portals that ingest this data, which we still do, we started to add on to it to directly serve the hospitals themselves and find out where there are some underserved areas. And at the end of the day, areas that are being served quite well for the most part is the patient element, right? So you have EHRs, whether it be Epic or the like, that are very good at capturing the appropriate data to help better manage the outcomes. What isn't always being done well is those that are supporting the healthcare providers. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's like the cleaners that turn over rooms, right? Those that are cleaning the floors, all the things that help manage and reduce infection across the whole system are those individuals that actually do that work. And if they can't do their job effectively, it's very challenging for the providers to do their job effectively too, because even if they treat the patient as best as they could still capture an infection and have no control over, the provider has no control over that, because they're dependent on other areas to be able to do their job effectively. So what we do is try to provide tools, and that'd be an example, provide tools for the underserved areas to help support these providers to make sure that they are actually bringing in a patient that's sick and having the patient exit better, right? The goal is to kind of bring them in where they have challenges and issues, and hopefully they are better going out than they are coming in.
So your solutions that you provide, are you mostly services provided by humans, or are you a technology platform?
We're a technology platform. Gotcha. Everything we provide typically wrapped around some type of web application or web portal that individuals at the hospitals use on a day-to-day basis.
Gotcha. So when people use Ancilla, they are interacting with technology mostly. And where are you on the sort of scale of the path to being folks being self-served? So if a hospital wants to start using Ancilla, do they contact you guys and then you help set it up? Or do they go to the website and walk through a setup themselves?
Yeah, it's definitely, the tools themselves are very straightforward and very user-friendly. However, getting them configured and getting them set up definitely requires working with us. So we typically work hand in hand with the hospitals to be able to implement the software. It's being cloud-based, so it's being run by us. But at the same time, we need their data. We need to understand exactly what the landscape of their hospitals look like, what types of cleans that they do, and what are the protocols. All the things that they're going to know, we need that from them. So they definitely could not just start with our platform without our interaction. And honestly, as much as it is nice to be able to just be completely hands-off, as if you were a company that offers that, we like being partners with our clients. We feel like we're there to support them. And honestly, we gain so much insight from those that are on the ground that if we didn't do that, our tool would not evolve as much as it has been. And they're basically our best source of information to help better the tool that helps better them.
Now, with the use cases that you brought up, you're talking about data, people being able to know what they need to know to make decisions and things like that. To what extent are your technologies kind of playing the role of a BI platform versus handling and facilitating the processes and operations and people using it to do things?
So ours is probably in between. We're not BI. People or organizations typically will leverage their BIs to be able to extract our data so they can actually be able to analyze it and provide some type of conclusion, whatever question they may have. get the answers out of our system. So what we do is we do mainly, it's the operational element. We look at it as this is their management platform, the platform called ReadyList. That's the actual application itself. And we have a few others, but that's the one we focus on mainly as we kind of work with the hospitals. And it's basically their management platform. It allows the supervisors and managers to truly understand how are we doing on a minute-by-minute, hour-by-hour basis on any types of cleans, any types of turnover, or getting a patient room ready to be actually cleaned and serviceable for a patient to be entered in? How has our floor care been going? Are we up to speed in managing each aspect of our hospital's floor cleans? And being able to organize that in one platform right now does not exist. So some of these things we try to underserve, that are underserved, we try to address that with our platform.
So that's really fascinating to me that you talk about the support staff, because one's mind doesn't jump to that when we think about healthcare software. We might think about the pharmaceutical departments or the doctors or maybe even nurses with handhelds, but this is really full scope. It's the whole, it sounds like you're in really any part of the ecosystem in an organization. I think it's mostly healthcare, but it could be any organization. But it's a lot of those areas that folks are missing. And does it focus on that support staff, or is it really everybody? Is it doctors and management, or is it mainly the support staff?
It's a good question. The doctors would never probably ever go into our tool. They could, but frankly, I think they would rather have the nurses or administration be able to get into those things in terms of understanding how are we doing holistically on cleaning our rooms on a regular basis? How are we doing on our inspections? Are we doing enough inspections? I think doctors care about those things, but to be honest with you, they're so focused on the patients, and that's their main objective. They're relying on others to be able to do that piece of it. And so a lot of it lies onto the operation side of the world. So typically from VP operations down to facilities and facilities down to environmental services, those are the individuals that want to have a pulse on how they're doing, because at the end of the day, they need to answer to the other side of the world if there's ever problems or challenges. And frankly, they don't want to answer it. What they want to do is get ahead of it so they're never being asked. And in fact, they want to be able to provide documentation, information at a level that makes them feel comfortable that they're doing the right things to support the doctors and providers to do their job. And so what we're trying to do is shift the way we're looking at it. Instead of this area at times being responsive and trying to just deal with everything that's coming at them at one time, which is a lot. I'll be honest with you, like this year, I made a goal of myself to really dig into, from an educational perspective, what does a cleaner actually do? How does a supervisor support the cleaners? What is expected of the environmental services area? And it is overwhelming. I will tell you that. I don't know how they do it, and yet they do it so well. But can you imagine how much better they would be if they were supported with a platform to actually be able to manage the exceptions versus trying to find the exceptions or being told what the exceptions are? Like, I look at it as from a tech company perspective of, I tell my team, we never want to be told by our clients that there's an issue, because that means that we are not on top of it. So we need to know that something is going bad before they know it's going bad. And that's not because we want to hide it or anything like that. What we want to do is we want to minimize their downtime, their issues. We want to minimize the distraction that causes them from being able to do their job. I look at the same way with this department, or any department for that matter, but the ones that we focus on is they want to be able to get ahead of these things, triage these things before they're told by those that they serve. And I feel like that's got to feel rewarding. Like, I feel so rewarded when we do it well. I can only imagine that this area would feel so rewarded as well and feel like they're not constantly chasing something. Instead, they're directing something. They're taking charge of something. And they, in some ways, pushing down accountability to those that are actually doing the work. And that's what our tools try to do. And that's what our company tries to do is, and again, evolve people through technology. We want to have them grow as people. we don't want these, we don't want anyone in this area to feel like they have to have this one singular job and they never can advance in their career. That's not our motto. Our motto is, you know what? Sky's the limit. If you want to actually evolve as a person and get better, why not leverage tools to make you better?
Yeah, so let's double click on that a little bit more, because it is your tagline and it's very interesting to fully understand this idea of evolving people with technology. In this case, you have these workers, they're providing these cleaning services. Now this technology is introduced. Is the evolving the fact that they're now empowered to do more with the technology? They know more, and they can even be freed up to do more advanced versions of their previous job?
That's an element of it. You know, what as an example, we have a module, in ReadyList that basically you have QR codes around your restrooms, your utility rooms, pharmacy, front desk, whatever. And what that does is it allows patients or visitors that if they see an issue, you probably have seen these at hospital or not hospitals, at airports or whatever, where, you know, you give feedback to whatever the facility is to let them know there's a problem or let them know things are good. So we took one step further on that in the hospital setting and said, most, if not everyone, has a cell phone at this point. If you don't, I guess you're very much an anomaly at this point, right? So most people have a camera, they have a cell phone, and we want to enable people to provide instant feedback if there's issues and wherever they might be within the facility itself. And through this technology, they scan in the code, the user or the visitor explains what the problem is, whether it's just clicking that very basic thing or something more elaborate. And what it does is it actually sends this notification to the closest cleaner to address it right away. What typically happens is the person has an issue, they'll go to the front desk or they'll go to a nurse or they'll go to someone that's close to them. And that person may or may not be able to fix the problem in the first place. And more times than not, they can't, right? They will then have to call up the supervisor or manager in the EVS. EVS will have to then go. You see how many steps it has to take to address something? So this comes back down to the evolve and accountability, right? Why not trust your cleaners just to address it right away? Be the first point of contact there. So that's where some of the evolving through technology is. The technology allows people to evolve and having more accountability. There's no doubt that the supervisors trust the people that work underneath them. I know they do. I see it all the time. Because if you don't trust them, they're not going to do a good job because you're going to constantly micromanage them and you're going to probably lose them as people. So you have to be able to trust your team. And if you trust your team to do things that you know they are held accountable for, and they know they're being held accountable, they're going to do a better job because they know that you care and then they have to care. That's just human nature. So there's an element of what you referenced in terms of the technology evolving through that. But the technology is pretty basic. It's in terms of the user friendliness of it, right? We're trying not to make it complex. We're trying to make it easy for people to do what they have to do. Where I think the evolve happens through technology is we allow technology to help them be more accountable and evolve and be eventually like they'll start to care about these types of things. And then that helps them evolve from going from a cleaner to a supervisor. And as they see a supervisor, they start to leverage the technology, do inspections and do a better job on that. And they start to show how well they're doing it. Then they evolve again into a manager, right? But technology helps support them through this path. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. And these use cases that you've identified and you've laid out, is it that you and your team identified core use cases and then streamlined them? Or is it that you help set up the technology and get it running for any new use case? In other words, do you have like a menu of use cases that you knock out at Ancilla?
Yeah, I would say that we had our core use cases from our original customers that helped us build the software. Like they're the ones that kind of came up with, think about this, that. And then as I think I alluded to early on is like we are typically very close to our clients. So when we meet with them on a monthly basis, because we try to like always understand what are some of the challenges that they're facing and barriers into whatever they're doing. And the technology is called Rapid Service Responder, but the ones with the QR code, that was actually something that we worked with one of our clients on, saying, listen, we know there's other technologies that are doing something similar, but we want to do it better and we want to create more accountability, et cetera, et cetera. So the use case came from our clients, but because we're at the seat with them trying to understand how do we fix some of their challenges, we're able to actually create that module to help support them. And guess what? This now allows us to support other clients of ours too, because people are sharing a lot of great ideas.
Now, the best buyers for Ancilla, is that mainly the hospital, or is it the companies that provide the service of the cleaning? So really it's either one. Depending on how the hospital runs, or
exactly,
either one could make sense.
Yep. Yep. And what's funny is I feel like I learned something all the time. When I think this last few years, when we're focusing hard on the marketing element, we really pushed ourselves to understand how does it kind of work, not just be too high level about where, oh, let's make the assumption that the cleaners and the such are being always managed by the hospitals. And clearly they're not. And then nowadays, a lot of departments sometimes are outsourced. And I could see now that I like closer with some of the clients, I can understand the why. I can understand why you would want to outsource it, and I can understand why you would not. And I'd always feel like, why would you ever want to outsource these things? I feel like it's got to be more costly. The reality is that sometimes it's not a cost decision. Sometimes it's the fact that you need resources, you can't find resources, or you don't have enough resources to manage these resources. So you don't have a choice but to outsource. So it makes sense. It just doesn't always have to make sense from dollars and cents, which a lot of business decisions should be made in that front. But you have to balance the reality of they have to have this service. They have to. You cannot operate a hospital without some of these core services. So sometimes you just have to make those business decisions that are required.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So for listeners who are in the healthcare industry, and maybe you work for a healthcare institution and you think that something like this might be helpful, where do people go to check this out and to learn more about it? Is Ancilla Ventures. Let's get the website.
com is one area, and that's our kind of our broader base. We have a few other applications that we offer there. The one that we focus more on than not is ReadyList. So if you go to readylist.com, that'll help explain a little bit more about the application itself, the modules, and definitely always open to be contacted. Even if you just want to bounce off things, I have this thing called EVS Navigator. It's another website that I created. And it really, the sole purpose of that is to contact me if you just want to bounce off some ideas. Like, a lot of these leaders, and not all these leaders, because that's the other thing I'm finding out. Some leaders are organically grown, right, within the area. And they're not always maybe provided the appropriate either education or role model or whatever to how to actually manage and lead people. Some are. So if you're in the boat where you just wish, I don't want to call it a coach. Everyone's a coach. But if you just need someone to be able to just to bounce ideas off or see, are you going down the right path and you're more of a servant leader? That's another thing that I suggest for people is reach out. We're here to help out.
Excellent. So you can check out, for listeners, we've been speaking with Alan Cooper of Ancilla Ventures. You can go to ancillaventures.com and or readylist.com to see the different offerings. And then if folks want to get in touch with you, Alan, LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. Yep. If you looked me up at Alan Cooper at LinkedIn, you should be able to find me.
Exciting stuff. Look forward to seeing where this continues to grow. Alan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on.
Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.